You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Downstream of Lake Powell.
The ADEQ says the level of contaminants had dropped by 50% in just the first 10 miles after the release into the Animas River. From there, it's another 250 miles to Lake Powell, where the Colorado River first enters Arizona. If there is an impact, he says they're prepared to deal with it there. It's the mobility of a skateboard with the portability of a textbook. Meet the Walk Car. A Japanese company has officially unveiled a new transportation device designed to fit into a backpack when not in use. Koka Motors took to YouTube to show off the gadget, which weighs about 6 pounds and can reach speeds of 6 miles per hour. Video demonstration shows how the Walk Car can be steered by simply leaning in the direction you want to go. It stops when the user steps on the ground. The device is electric and is able to support up to about 256 pounds. The company said customers will be able to purchase the Walk Car in an upcoming Kickstarter campaign set to launch in October. In addition to joining us here, you can join us online at usaheadlinenews.com for more special interest stories, news, and of course headlines. Follow us also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The time is 10:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, the big rain has pretty much moved out. We got some scattered showers coming through, and it'll still be coming on and off for the day. Today is, right now the temperatures are 70. It's mostly cloudy in Flemington. Scattered thunderstorms today for August 11th. A few storms may be severe. 81 is the high. Wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Scattered thunderstorms during the evening. Partly cloudy skies after midnight. A few storms may be severe. A low of 61. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain 60%. On Wednesday, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds. 84. Thursday, sunny, afternoon clouds, 82. Friday, 88 and sunny. Saturday, sunny skies and 89. And Sunday, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds, 89. Can't beat that forecast. 72 in Tewksbury, 72 in Lebanon, 70 in Alexandria, 71 in Raritan, 70 in Ringo, 69 in Lambertville. Stay tuned for Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, and I am Chris Bianco, the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We accomplish it by accomplishing the business owner's wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making those purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me through there. You can email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number of the studio is 908-237-0410, and to contact me outside of the show, go to bluepantherbiz.com. It is 10:08. It is Tech Today, and we got tons of things to talk about. I really expect I will not be able to get through all of these, but we got lots of really cool things to chat about. So let's go. Let's get started, shall we? Engadget is talking about a little contest going on, and it says PlayStation Plus members will soon vote on what game go free. What games go free? Timothy J. Cipolla wrote this article, and it's, like I said, it's on Engadget.com, and he says, sure, PlayStation Plus subscribers are used to getting free games every month, but they haven't had any say about what the gratis titles would be. Until now, with Vote to Play, you'll have a chance to make your voice heard. PlayStation VP of Platforms Marketing, John Kohler, writes on the PlayStation blog that the game with the most votes will automatically be added to the upcoming month's offerings, and that in the first round of voting, the runner-up will be available at a discount. Pretty cool, huh? Exactly how the voting process will work, if there will be videos or whatever, is help make informed choices, isn't clear just yet, but Kohler writes that more info is coming soon enough. The real question, though, is if you would have voted for Rocket League, the dark horse from last month's promo that's absolutely dominating the gaming conversation right now. So if you're a gamer in PlayStation, and how about that for the folks at PlayStation, trying to drum up interest by giving you some input. But you might vote for one and then realize that you're missing out on one of the really great ones. My question is, would Rocket Horse, is that what it's called? Rocket League have made a great showing had it not been free. So it's a catch-22. Great idea here, folks. Again, you have to be creative with your business. You can't just open your doors and expect people to walk on through. You got to market in very creative ways. Use these items as a way to teach you other ways of being innovative. CNN Money says, how to make Chrome your default Windows 10 browser. The Microsoft Windows 10 continues to go on in its updates. One of the things that comes with Microsoft Windows 10 is Windows Edge, which is the new version of their browser that's putting away the Explorer. I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft browser, to be honest with you. I don't know if Windows Edge continues to use VBScript, but VBScript continues to be a targeted technology. So I tend to go with Google Chrome, and there's a lot of other people who do as well. My backup is Firefox, and my third backup, if need be, is Explorer, because there occasionally is times when you cannot get anything done without that. But that's my last fallback. So here's a question or a statement about how to update Windows 10 Express settings. Will automatically make Microsoft Edge your PC's default web browser, even if you've used a different browser when your PC was running Windows 7 or 8. You can still make Google Chrome and Mozilla Firefox or Apple Safari or another app your default browser in Windows 10, but it's not as easy or intuitive to do that as it was previous versions of Windows. Here's how to do it. Click the, quote, use this as my default browser button. That will launch the Settings app opened in Chrome Default Apps tab. Number two, click on the Microsoft Edge logo. Picking a browser won't immediately be visible. You'll have to scroll down to where it says Web Browser and click on Edge. And reset the Microsoft recommended defaults. Click on the browser of your choice. You'll be prompted to choose an app. Then choose the window to save your changes. Choosing custom instead of express settings during the Windows 10 upgrade installation will also let you choose your default browser. So, the hint there is, perhaps you need to read through. It used to be that default settings, express settings, was the way to go, but too many companies have turned that against you when you install software now. In fact, some of them actually install bloatware or extra stuff that you don't want. So it's better to now go custom and read the options and in certain cases, in many cases, decline certain quote-unquote offers. It's 10:14 and we'll be back in just a little bit. We're going to talk about cable fees, cable box fees. Hang on. You are listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Cable. Oh, it's the bane of our existence, is it not? I remember I talked to my good friend Mike the movie guy on Good Morning Hunterdon, and I remember the day when the cable guy came door-to-door to our house to let us know that we were going to have the ability to get that in there, and that was a great day. I was looking forward to that. Everybody else in the area was having it, and I anticipated it. And now, what, it's 4 years later, 40 years later, said goodbye, cable. I've been off of cable for now a year and a half, maybe close to 2 years, and I do not regret it one bit. Consumer Reports says that you're paying too much on cable box rental fees. You're probably shelling out $230 a year on a set-top box, and two senators want to do something about that. So if you think you're shelling out too much on cable box rental fees each month, so do a couple of U.S. senators, and who say the lack of choice when it comes to set-top boxes means the average U.S. home spends more than $230 a year on rental fees. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut collected data from the top 10 pay TV providers after Congress reversed an FCC ban on boxes with integrated security that essentially makes those boxes proprietary. This was the basis for the failed cable card initiative, which was designed to loosen the hold on pay TV companies had on those devices and give consumers lower cost options. In the end, few consumers took advantage of the move. Of the 47 million cable cards that shipped with card company boxes, less than 620,000 were deployed. Last year, as part of the satellite TV reauthorization bill, Congress lifted the ban against integrated security. The two senators, however, remain concerned that cable companies have a monopoly on set-top boxes, forcing consumers to pay too much for them. Based on their findings, this average household spends nearly $232 a year on cable box rental fees. Those leasing a single device pay almost $90 a year, or about $740 per month. The senators estimate that pay TV companies rake in $20 billion each year in cable box rental fees. Consumers should have the same range of choices for their video set-top boxes as they have for their mobile phones, Markey said in a joint statement issued by the legislatures. When Congress last year regrettably removed the requirement that cable company services be compatible with set-top boxes purchased in the marketplace rather than rented directly from the provider, we doomed consumers to being captive to cable company rental fees forever. Consumers deserve protection against hidden, hideously vexing fees for set-top boxes, added Blumenthal. Consumers deserve competitive options in accessing technology and television, not exorbitant prices detailed by monopoly cable companies. Therein, however, some hope in this horizon. The FCC is currently working on a successor to Cable Card, which will feature a downloadable security system. Do you think you're paying too much? Let Consumer Reports know. I've hated it since the beginning. Now, in internet, for your modem, your cable modem, that you can go and buy instead of pay. And I think somewhere it's $7 to $13 a month for that. I highly recommend you go out and buy a cable modem and stop paying $7 to $13 a month for that. But when I couldn't buy a cable box, and I was using a cable box that was antiquated at best. I think the last time I saw that cable box had to be 10 years. And technology has grown leaps and bounds. And I had to keep paying for this old crummy cable box. And not only that one, but I had two of them. And then I had to pay for two other ones. I said, forget it. That's enough. It's too much. So I am off cable. Cable can go and mess with somebody else. But I've given up on cable. I stream everything now. And I enjoy my decision more now than I did ever before. So it's a great option, believe me. Look at other options out there. There are set-top boxes you can buy for less than $100 that stream movies, that stream TV programs, that stream, and you don't have to deal with all the commercials. You have to change your viewing habit, though. You're not going to be beholden to sitting down on a Thursday night at 9 o'clock and having to watch a series. Instead, you can watch it at your leisure. And what you're going to find is, it's ironic, but you're going to find that you don't watch as much TV and you feel grateful for it. So check it out. It's pretty cool. What else is happening? Well, let's see. We have some other items here. I know I've done some of these. Three sneaky ways employers invade your privacy. Or your privacy, as the... So this is on Money and Career Cheat Sheet. And Sam Becker wrote this article on August 9th. And he says, it hasn't become painfully obvious we're living in an incredibly open and public world. Privacy, or what remains of it, is in short supply, as we learned through the Edward Snowden revelations. Everything you do or say through any kind of electronic communication is being saved and stored somewhere and when someone might need it. All that data is piling up, and it can be used against you, not only your personal communications, but the places you've been, purchase history, library books you've checked out, credit reports. All it can be accessed, and it's becoming harder than ever to let bygones be bygones. This is especially troubling in the age of employers, not just the government, are becoming increasingly big brothers. We see small examples of it all the time, while overlooking what our own managers and bosses could be doing to snoop on our own private lives. Social media and camera phones haven't really helped us keep a lid on our embarrassing moments, or times when we lack judgment, to be sure. But it's important to be as vigilant as ever to protect your image and your privacy. There are three big ways in which employers are butting into our personal lives, which may or not have even we've never even considered. And so here they are. Let's find out what those three items are. And some of them are technology. Credit tax form checks. Employers, prior to extending an offer to prospective employees, are increasingly asking for additional background information, which includes tax forms and even diving into your credit report. That may be pretty off-putting, as it's questionable as to what business would want to see your credit report, but there are a number of things you should know that make it a bit less stressful. Most sensitive information can't be seen, for example, and they have to have your permission to pull your report in the first place. As for tax records, employers asking for W-2 forms are likely looking to see what your salary history is so that they can see the knowledge to their advantage in negotiations. But they can also use it to discriminate against you by seeing things like your marital and family status. Be wary. Social media monitoring. This one is painfully obvious and is usually fueled by employees themselves. The point is, a lot of people are sharing their lives to the internet. Too much of their lives, usually. While that in any of itself isn't really a problem, these things can come back to bite you. If you post an inflammatory opinion on Facebook or use a social media platform to attack another person, everyone can see it, even hiring managers. We see it over and over again, people getting fired and or publicly shamed for saying something stupid on social media network and having it blow up in their face. Of course, many companies do have a vested interest in making sure that employees aren't divulging trade secrets or blowing a lid off any new product or something. But there's definitely a fine line, and you should be aware and your employer is keeping an eye on what you're doing as long as you're willing to share it online. Bottom line there is, you need to be more discreet. I don't know why people get a kick out of sending out stuff about what their lunch is all about. And last but not least, device tracking. That's right, your company can be tracking your every move by utilizing GPS features on your smartphone, especially if it's in a company-issued device. But you should have thought about that before calling in sick heading to Vegas for a three-day weekend. It's unsettling, but there are companies out there that are actually keeping tabs on their employees this way. The solution might be to just use your own personal devices or bring your own device. They can also track company-issued computers as well, and we all know what happened when school districts remotely activated the webcams on school-owned laptops and students had brought them home. So how can you tell if you're being tracked or monitored? The Wall Street Journal says you can take preventive measures by turning off the Wi-Fi feature, disable location tracking, and by seeing what other apps may be tracking your activity and disabling or deleting them. There you go. All three going on right now as you speak, somewhere, some way. And it's going to get harder, folks. You really have to be smart about it. And shrugging your shoulders and saying it's okay is sad, because it will come back to haunt you some way, somehow. We're at a break point. We're going to take a news break, weather, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump's former political advisor continues to deny that he was fired from the Republicans' campaign.
I did quit. Fortunately, I consulted five of my colleagues and shared my letter in advance, confirmed that for both the New York Times and Politico that I, in fact, resigned.
Roger Stone tells NBC's Today Show that he was driven away from the Trump campaign by a leak from someone that said the GOP frontrunner had a conversation with former President Bill Clinton prior to launching his run. The Trump campaign has previously said Stone was fired. About two dozen protesters are under arrest in Ferguson, Missouri on the one-year anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting. Hundreds of protesters marched in the St. Louis suburb Monday night. Police in riot gear moved in and began arresting people. Four heavily armed members of a group calling itself Oath Keepers also patrolled a street in Ferguson. Stocks are opening sharply lower after China devalued the yen. The surprise move allowed China's currency to fall almost 2% against the dollar and sent shockwaves through financial markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all trading in negative territory. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are solving the challenge of having fresh food in space. They're growing it themselves.
This is Mission Control Houston. The crew on board the station are ready to consume the red romaine lettuce leaves, the product of the innovative and groundbreaking harvesting of the veggie experiment.
NASA astronauts Scott Kelly and Chell Lindgren made history when they chowed down yesterday on the red romaine lettuce they grew under a purplish grow lamp. It's the first lettuce ever grown in space. The seeds had been stored on the space station for 15 months before they were activated. Republican presidential hopeful Rick Perry's South Carolina staffers are now working for free. The former governor of Texas announced Monday that pay has been frozen for his staff in South Carolina. Perry is getting set for a Thursday trip to South Carolina where some staff members will continue to work despite no pay. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is celebrating the first big union endorsement of his campaign. National Nurses United endorsed Sanders during his national conference in Oakland Monday. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says his strong performance in the debate and rise in the polls can only be attributed to the connection he's made with everyday people.
Which is really the only reason that we're in the campaign. There have been so many ordinary people who've gotten involved, who've donated, because I refuse to go after billionaires and special interest groups. The only people I want to be beholden to are the American people.
The former neurosurgeon tells CBS this morning that a strong social media presence has also helped him during his campaign. Carson also took the chance to distance himself from frontrunner Donald Trump's recent comments about women, saying much of his success is due to females in his life. He also said there are many issues in Washington, D.C. that some wouldn't want to take on, but he's willing to try.
I think it's definitely worthy of trying. To simply throw one's hands up and say, forget about it, is not the solution. This is America. We're Americans. We have the can-do attitude.
NFL owners might bring the league back to Los Angeles. Owners are gathered in Chicago this week and will hear presentations today regarding several options for Los Angeles to get a team. The owners are expected to hear about St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke's planned stadium project, as well as a plan by Oakland Raiders and San Diego Chargers to build a stadium that would be shared by the two teams. After years of development, it looks like Baywatch, the movie, will start shooting early next year. A film based on the hit 1990s TV series about Southern California lifeguards will star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The Hollywood Reporter says Zac Efron is in the talks to co-star. Production will likely begin in February. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It's 10:34. It's time for Home Chamber Radio weather. It's 70 degrees right now in Flemington, and most of the rain has moved off to the east. It's overcast. It's August 11th. Thunderstorms, a few storms may be severe, a high of 80. Wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Scattered thunderstorms during the evening, partly cloudy skies after midnight. A few storms may be severe, a low of 61. Winds light and variable, chance of rain 60%. And for tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, 84. Thursday, partly cloudy and a few afternoon clouds, 82. Friday, sunny skies, 88. Saturday, the 15th, mainly sunny, 89. And same for Sunday. Temperatures in our area, we have 72 in Lebanon, 71 in White House Station, 71 Ringos, Raritan, 70 in Alexandria, and 70 in Kingwood. Stay tuned for more of Tech Today, right now on HuntingChamberRadio.com. All right. Welcome back to Good Morning on HuntingChamber.com. We have a little glitch going on in Facebook. This is one of the things that you got to realize, that the more and more the tech companies implement changes and the lack of testing that's going on today, because they have to get that piece, that particular product or add-on out there, out the door as soon as possible, continues to demonstrate how dangerous these things are. Facebook oversight lets others find you by guessing phone numbers. John Fingus wrote this on Engadget.com, and he says that just because you mark some of your Facebook data as private doesn't mean that you're hard to track down. Software engineer Riza Moyenden has learned that it's possible to scoop up the public details of legions of Facebook users simply by guessing phone numbers with a random number generator. You see, the social network defaults to letting anyone search for you using your phone number, even if it's unlisted. As there's no search limit, and it takes a script to harvest the user IDs for thousands of people. As you can imagine, there's a real worry that this will not only let the black market dealers and hackers collect targets en masse, but help them get numbers to use for phone-oriented attacks and spying. With that said, this loophole doesn't necessarily mean that you're in immediate risk. Facebook tells The Guardian that it has a network monitoring tool running to watch for suspicious data activity, and its developer kit rules limit just how and how often apps can scrape information. The company could theoretically cut off access to an app if it grabs too many profiles too quickly. I'm concerned is that Facebook isn't explicitly tackling this problem, but instituting firm caps on data collection. Even if it's not possible to circumvent the developer rules, nosy intruders might get lots of information before Facebook cuts them off. So, just goes to show you, man, there's all different ways out there to capture information, and the more and more information you put out there, the more danger you are. I am very discreet and very limiting as to what I actually decide to put out in social media, because I do not want to have to unravel it. So, be aware. It really is important. It's 10:39, and man, there's a lot of folks out there that are huge Star Wars fans. And CNET.com says, add Star Wars emojis to your text messages. The official Star Wars app now features over 60 adorable characters, ships, and more animated GIFs too. Here's how to text them. So, sometimes nothing gets your point across like Darth Vader. Like your text your buddy, where shall we have lunch? Your buddy, how about the hole in the wall Mexican joint? And you just sent Vader. So we'll get the message, alias. Alas, iOS offers no Vader or other Star Wars emoji with which to express your geeky displeasure or, in happier moments, geeky pleasure. But here's good news. The newly updated official Star Wars app does. It now features over 50 instantly recognizable characters, ships, weapons, and droids. So if you're not already familiar with the free app, it's a hodgepodge of all things Star Wars, news and videos, sound effects, a themed selfie generator, animated GIFs, and so on. A recent update adds some 52 emojis, from C-3PO to BB-8 to TIE F-Fighters and lightsabers. Old Ben Kenobi? Yep. Young Ben Kenobi? Yep. And artist Truck Torrance, in keeping with the emoji spirit, made everything through thoroughly adorable. Ready to share some of these cutesy icons with friends? You can access them from the stock iOS emoji keyboard, but they copy and paste very easily. Just fire up the Star Wars app, tap the GIFs emojis button, and then tap whatever emoji you want. It's instantly copied to the clipboard. Now head to your messaging app and paste into the text field. Presto! Extra points if you follow a lightsaber with a foom foom audio message. The same procedure works for the app's animated GIFs. For now, the Star Wars emojis are limited to the iOS version of the app, but Bothan spies report they're coming soon to Android. So if you're all excited about Star Wars, that would be kind of cool. And moving on to other apps that are out there, we have Snapchat's new update goes easy on your data, heavy on emoji. Andrew Tarantola on Engadget wrote this article yesterday, as a matter of fact. He says, Snapchat rolled out a pair of new features for the photo and video sharing app for both iOS and Android, designed to reduce the amount of data it uses while increasing the number of ways users can employ emoji. Travel mode will disable the app from automatically preloading data-intensive stories while the device is on a cellular connection. Once enabled, you'll need to tap on each story for it to load through you, so you won't have to keep pressing. Access the feature through the Manage screen. Just click the gear icon on the top right of the screen. Additionally, incorporating emoji into your snaps is even easier thanks to the new sticker picker menu, and rather than only being able to place emoji along a single line of text, you can slap as many as you want anywhere on the screen. That's what's more, users can also now export their snap codes as video files, allowing them to be shared on other social media sites. So Snapchat continues to grow and be effective, and something you might want to consider. We're at another time to break. We got station ID and some messages to get to you, and then we'll be back with a little bit more of Tech Today, finishing up for Tuesday.
As a member of Rotary, you can eradicate polio, you can promote peace, you can feed the hungry, you can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's 10:45. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Windows 10. More information about Windows 10 that I want to get to you. Tech Republic has an information. Chris Duckett on August 9th on Yahoo.com says, unplug hard drives to get Windows 10 upgrade to behave. So, it's a little insight into the fact that some of our configurations might not be expected by Microsoft. So this article says to unplug your hard drives. Upgrading to Windows 10 is a mostly painless process when it finally starts to kick into gear, but to reach that point can be somewhat frustrating. If you are the sort of computer user that has old Windows installations lying about on various drives because for instance, an SSD purchase gave you an opportunity to blow away years of built-up Windows craziness and start fresh and a new install, then the upgrade process may not go as smoothly as hoped. What he's saying is that if you had gotten a static hard drive, you might have decided to put a new operating system on that one. But Windows, when you do that, asks you if you want to keep the other ones, and then you have this startup menu constantly going on, which you thought was a good idea when you did it, and now you've just been tolerating it every morning when you start your computer, and you simply choose the most recent one, and you've been ignoring the other one, saying, I'll get to it later. Now he's saying, perhaps it's time to get rid of it. In my own upgrade experience from the weekend, everything was going swimmingly until the computer rebooted, and then the upgrade should have started. The screen flickered a couple of times, a restart occurred, and I was returned to my Windows 8.1 environment to start again. When the download for the upgrade came, in all approximately 2.5 gig, it's not a process you want to have too many times, especially when you keep going the same error despite trying various workarounds. Therefore, if you suspect your setup may create headaches, I recommend creating an upgrade USB drive to save download heartache. For me, I've always saw the error code, and Microsoft's official explanation and workaround did not help. Fortunately, the forum post contained the answer I was looking for. Unplug all other hard drives containing any former Windows installations. Once the upgrade started, in earnest, everything behaved as it should, until I tried to boot into Linux. That is, when I attempted to boot into my long-suffering Gen 2 install, it was informed that the kernel could not find the root file system. After an hour of panic and fearing that Microsoft had returned to the land of wiping drives for little or no reason, the eventual cause was found to be Windows adding an extra partition during the upgrade. Consequently, the partition entries in grub needed to be incremented to a function as before. Should you be upgrading Windows 7 or 8 and you have a Linux installation to the end of the same drive, do not freak out when your bootloader decides it cannot find Linux. Having used 8 and 8.1 prior to 10, there is little that has blown me away on first impressions, except for the ability to play and stream games and apps from an Xbox One over a local network. That is a really cool new feature. So, if you happen to have multiple installations on different hard drives, he's saying to disable them temporarily. Perhaps you'd really like to think about just getting rid of them altogether. If you are using Unix, well, then you need to make a quick change in the GRUB to change the number of the drive, and all things should go well. I do want to relate to you. I had a friend of mine call me after he upgraded Windows 10 the other day, and one of the things that happened was it went through the update, but when it got to the window, the home screen, it the screen flickered, and it just goes to show you that not all installations go as well as they should. I did a quick research and found a number of people talking about it. It required us to go into the configuration and disable two services, and then the blinking went away. Microsoft, I hope, will eventually fix that, and so those services can be restored. But for the most part, everything from the user's perspective is going okay. Just goes to show you that some things just don't happen, and some people are being very gracious about putting out information to solve that problem. In addition, I learned through, because I haven't updated Windows 10 yet, I learned there's a different way that you have to go into safe mode. Now, for those of you who don't know about safe mode is a way of kind of booting up Windows without all the extras, all the bells and whistles, just the basics, so that you can fix problems. It used to be that you would reboot your computer and you would hold down F8 and eventually a new menu would come up by Windows and say, do you want to boot in the normal mode or safe mode? That's not the case anymore. You have to do something with a shutdown, a restart by holding the shift key, and that will set up or predispose Windows to boot up in safe mode the next time. So be on the lookout for those two things that I went through. It's a learning experience, no doubt. But from what I hear now, my friend who's boot is in Windows 10, it's working pretty well. I have not done it yet. I have 200 and something apps on my computer. I want to do it at some point. But I know it's going to kill my whole weekend, so I'm not looking forward to it like in the immediate near future. But certainly when I get an opportunity to see it and work with it, I will definitely report upon it. But it is definitely something to think about. Let's see, other things. Tech Republic also reports that there's a major flaw in Android texting discovered. Tech Republic Jack Wallen on August 10th says that recently a rather disturbing flaw has been discovered in the Android platform. Joshua Drack from Zimperium Z Labs reported some serious flaws in the Android platform back in 2015 of April. Simply by knowing a user's phone number, someone could send a text to that number and break into the device. That end user doesn't need to open a file, click on a link, or install a third-party piece of software. The only thing they need to receive is a text. To make matters worse, the malicious code takes over the second said text is received, even before Android has a chance to notify you of incoming missive. How it works is simple. The hacker creates a short video. The hacker tucks malicious code into the video. The hacker tests the video to the number. If you're using the Google Hangouts Messenger app, the video processes the second it is received. The attacker could even delete the message before you noticed if you were ever noticed anything had gone. If, on the other hand, you're using the default Messenger app, you would actually have to view that text before processing begins. The flaw resides in the Android media playback system called Stage Fright, which allows users to initiate or infiltrate a device and exfiltrate data. There are six major remote codes, execution bugs, and they are all said to be the worst Android flaws to ever be uncovered. To make matters worse, more affected software has not been patched. In other older devices, such as the Samsung Galaxy S4, the malicious code runs with escalated privileges, so the attacker gains access to even more data. Good news is the patch for this vulnerability has been submitted and should find its way to your device very soon. In fact, I just got a security update this morning, so I don't know if that happened to be it. Until the patch has been managed to make its way to your device, your best bet is to not use Google Hangouts, which I don't. And if you've adopted Hangouts as your default messenger tool, unset it. To do this, follow these steps. Open Hangouts, tap the overflow menu, the three horizontal lines, that's what they call it. Tap Settings in the sidebar. Tap the account associated with Hangouts. Locate Messages under Google Voice. Tap to uncheck Messages. Open the default Android Messenger app. Tap the menu button. Tap Settings. Tap Default SMS app. Again, tap Default SMS app and select Messenger. And the Messenger is your Google Messenger or whatever other messenger you'd like to use. All right, rules to live by. It's time for me to break on in here. The Some Things About Money team will be in momentarily. Food for Thought is going to be a rewind, and Amina sings on at 1. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. Stay tuned for Some Things About Money. It's been my pleasure from Tech Today. I'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump's former political advisor continues to deny that he was fired from the Republicans' campaign.
I did quit. Fortunately, I consulted five of my colleagues and shared my letter in advance, confirmed that for both the New York Times and Politico that I, in fact, resigned.
Roger Stone tells NBC's Today Show that he was driven away from the Trump campaign by a leak from someone that said the GOP frontrunner had a conversation with former President Bill Clinton prior to launching his run. The Trump campaign has previously said Stone was fired. About two dozen protesters are under arrest in Ferguson, Missouri on the one-year anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting. Hundreds of protesters marched in the St. Louis suburb Monday night. Police in riot gear moved in and began arresting people. Four heavily armed members of a group calling itself Oath Keepers also patrolled a street in Ferguson. Stocks are opening sharply lower after China devalued the yen. The surprise move allowed China's currency to fall almost 2% against the dollar and sent shockwaves through financial markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all trading in negative territory. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3-4-5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are solving the challenge of having fresh food in space. They're growing it themselves.
This is Mission Control Houston. The crew on board the station are ready to consume the red romaine lettuce leaves, the product of the innovative and groundbreaking harvesting of the veggie experiment.
NASA astronauts Scott Kelly and Chell Lindgren made history when they chowed down yesterday on the red romaine lettuce they grew under a purplish grow lamp. It's the first lettuce ever grown in space. The seeds had been stored on the space station for 15 months before they were activated. Republican presidential hopeful Rick Perry's South Carolina staffers are now working for free. The former governor of Texas announced Monday that pay has been frozen for his staff in South Carolina. Perry is getting set for a Thursday trip to South Carolina where some staff members will continue to work despite no pay. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is celebrating the first big union endorsement of his campaign. National Nurses United endorsed Sanders during his national conference in Oakland Monday. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says his strong performance in the debate and rise in the polls can only be attributed to the connection he's made with everyday people.
Which is really the only reason that we're in the...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.